Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jarvis, four sacks between the two of you guys yesterday. Did you sense the dog coming out the defense yesterday?
Oh, most definitely. You can feel the confidence in the defense. You know, everybody studying, knowing what we're getting. It all comes from film study. You know, the preparations, just like you said, on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, you know, preparing. Coach Fox always said that, said in a meeting that was our best preparation. You know, last week, we just got to build on it. And going into the game, knowing what you're going to get, you know, you expect to make plays.
What do you learn from Jared Allen in your brief time?
Like I said, it's like Pernell said, he's a leader, man. And even though he's an outside linebacker, he, even with me, you know, playing three technique on his side, he gave me pointers on how to rush, you know, to help me and him on both on our side to help our job. And, you know, the thing about him is he can break down every, you know, critique every spot on the defensive line. And it kind of gives you an edge to have a leader like that and give you pointers that's been in the league and did it and had a lot of sacks. And he's definitely going to be missed.
When did you get the news that that was happening?
Oh, when y'all just said something to Pernell, like I said, he was here for the team meeting, and then we went to defensive meetings. I didn't know that he wasn't in there, but when y'all just said that to Pernell, that was news to me also.
How much was the pressure yesterday that you were able to apply on Wilson? An indication that you're starting to get the hang of what Fangio wants you to do?
Yeah.
I mean, was it just a good matchup, or do you think this is more of a bigger picture, an indication that things are starting to click?
Things are definitely starting to click. Like I said, when you watched the San Fran film when he was there, you saw a lot of inside pressure. And, you know, inside pressure complements outside pressure. As you can see, we got pressure early in the inside, and it opened it up for Pernell when those tackles start sliding down, getting him one-on-ones with tight ends. And that's what's going to make us a good defense, if we can rush from inside and outside and give guys those one-on-ones that we able to win.
Jarvis Ratliff is eligible to come back this week. When he does come back, what's he going to bring?
He brings fire. Like I said, that's from day one when I got here. You already know that Jeremiah brings fire. And the thing about him is he keeps it all four quarters. He's the leader right there. And if he sees you slacking, he's definitely going to let you know. So it's going to be good to have him back.
You guys were very good on third down, particularly in the first half yesterday. I don't think they converted a single one in the first half. What stood out to you about the third down defense?
Everybody was on their job, you know. The main thing is everybody has to play that down, you know, and critique your effort, just critique your playmaking, just critique not having mistakes. And as you can tell in those third downs when Vic showed us the film, everybody was on their man. Everybody did what they were supposed to do, and it actually worked. So, you know, that's going forward, just everybody just think about critiquing themselves before critiquing the team, critiquing the defense, so we can be a good defense.
One of those stops is the third one. Hitting Lynch there in the hole there. What do you
remember
about that play?
Like I said, it was come from film study. You know, we knew their tendencies as far as like 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, and definitely knew the play was coming. So it was all about making a play after that.
Thank you.